Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Werber bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinkle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berry. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cane reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinkle strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Johnny Markham now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinkle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Harry Matuszak now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Bishop scores. Werber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fox reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Bing Miller pinch hits for Harry Matuszak. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.